Everybody, you know, whether they believe in angel or not, I have not seen anybody who has not got an experience when they really asked for something, be it from the universe, be it from God, be it from their own ascended masters or any god and goddesses they believed in, they asked for it and it just showed up.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Power of Passion. I'm Nivedita, the host of this show. In this show, I interview the inspiring personalities who follow their passion in order to help you to understand your inner potential and how to live your passion with a purpose and lead a meaningful life. Today, I'm so excited to have with us a financial consultant turned an author, healer and life coach, Sri Dhemla. She is a psychic coach and a consciousness facilitator. She went from a background of owning and running a successful financial consulting business with a client base of 400 plus companies and individuals to changing her life and the lives of many others. She became certified in many modalities, including mind power, hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, past life regression therapy, to name a few. She's also the author of the books, Tame the Lion and Please Don't Die, The World Needs You. So without further ado, let's welcome Sri into our show and dive deep into our conversation. Hi, Sri. I'm so excited to have you in our show. Thank you so much for coming to my show and making it happen.
Thank you so much for inviting me over here. Totally happy, like blessed to be here with you.
Thank you, Sri. Thank you so much. So let's get started because I have so many things in my mind to ask you actually. Okay. So you have been into so many modalities like angel card reading, tarot card reading, and you are into access consciousness. So what made you actually go into the spiritual space from being a financial consultant?
You know, most of the people, they experience some turning point in their life, like some event that may look like a traumatic event at that time or maybe an uncomfortable event. Yet, that's actually God's way of supporting us to choose what is right for us and maybe what is our life path. So with me, what happened was I was a very successful financial consultant and I started earning pretty well at a very young age. I had my own company. Yet, you know, like after my marriage, I started realizing one, the work-life balance started becoming a little difficult. I started picking up a lot of diseases. I had a lot of aches and pains, allergies, cervical, sinusitis, migraine, piles, IBS, a lot of physical issues happening with my body. More than anything else, you know, there was no reason in my life to be stressed or to be depressed, yet I had all the symptoms of that and I had watering eyes. So if people would talk to me, they would ask me, why are you crying? And I would go like, no, I'm not crying. I'm emotionally happy. But my eyes would be like tearing, you know, they would just keep, there would be tears coming out and it was really weird. You just got married and luckily I had a very loving husband, very loving in-laws and it used to be very embarrassing. Me at times when I am in gathering and suddenly my eyes are watering and people are asking me if I am okay, if anybody is troubling me at home, and I would go like, no, I'm perfectly happy, you know, I'm very happy with my life. But and then I was wondering what's up with it. I have literally gone from doctors to doctors. There was this point in my life where I was trying homeopathy, Ayurvedic, acupressure, acupuncture, allopathy, all the kind of treatments in the world I could.
Okay.
With no results, you know, with all these issues. And then there was this time I read this book called You Can Heal Your Life. Somebody just gifted this book to me and I started reading it. I literally finished it off in one day itself, day and night.
Wow.
And so, you know, like at the back of this book, Louise Hay, who is the author of this book, she's mentioned on psychosomatic diseases, which is the diseases that start with the thought processes and then eventually come to the body. And I had about 22 of those physical issues.
My God.
Okay. And that realization was actually a turning point in my life because that time I was 27 years of age and I was like, hey, if at the age of 27, I have 22 physical issues with my body, I wonder what's going to happen to me by the time I'm 50 or 60, you know. And that's when I realized that, yeah, I was making good money. Yet at the same point of time, there is something more than money in life. You know, there is something called the sense of fulfillment. There's something called living the life to the fullest and not just running behind the targets. And the day I completed the book, next day I went and I shut down my office. I had about 33 companies in my portfolio with all these mutual funds, life insurance, general insurance companies. And I gave my resignation to all those companies. Most of them didn't even accept my resignation for a very, very long time. Yet I was clear over here, like in my own mind, that I am going to change my life now. And so there were two realizations. One, like my body, my physical and mental health is my priority. You know, I have to be happy and physically fit in life. And second was that, you know, Louise Hay shares in her book that she healed her stage 4 cancer. Wow. So my realization was that if she can heal her stage 4 cancer just by working on her mind, then my issues were kind of very petty as compared to cancer, you know, or that to stage 4 cancer. So that's when, you know, I was like, I'm going to do something about it. And that's where my entire journey of, you know, people call it a spiritual journey. Yet my own journey of discovering my own self, knowing more about mind, body and soul and all that stuff started. And that was really a turning point of my life where, like, just with the snap of a finger, I went like, no, this is changing. I'm shutting down my office and I'm going to start my self-discovery. And that's how it all started about 11 years back.
I think you've got the message at the right time. The book has changed your life, right?
Yeah.
All these years, you were able to rediscover yourself and then find a new path for yourself, right?
Totally, because I didn't know that point of time, I didn't plan that I'm going to get into this professionally. I actually started as a client, you know. I actually started because I wanted to heal my own body and my own self from all those pains and all those, you know, diseases that I had. And to my utter surprise, you know, when I started healing myself, I started getting some sessions for myself. The diseases, they just started disappearing. My cervical was gone. I could breathe. I had sinusitis all since my childhood. But then within few sessions, my sinus was gone. And it's been 11 years. It has never come back.
Wow.
Those watering eyes just went away. So, you know, like my entire body actually shifted. From there, like, there had been times where I had even been suicidal and, you know, I was like, what am I even doing with my life and all that, to a point of time where, you know, I'm just traveling around the planet, contributing to so many people, changing so many lives and myself living a life which is totally beyond my dreams. Because I actually say, like, people talk about living a dream life, but the life I'm living right now is beyond my dreams because awesome. I may not have dreamt of so much. Like, you know, winning Miss India Curvy, traveling around the planet, and that too, making a difference to so many people's life, you know. I totally wanted to do that, yet I didn't know that it's going to show up with so much of ease and joy in my life.
Right. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. The way you say that you're living a dream life, everybody wants to live a dream life, but you're actually living it and seeing it, right? It feels so good even to hear that. And I think everybody should read that book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. Because I think that's an inspiration from the way you say. She has been able to cure cancer and all your diseases that you have suffered when you were young, even that had gone. And now you're living a very fulfilling life. So I think everybody should go with that. It was really touching with whatever you said. So do angels actually exist? Because my friends used to question me, okay? They will say that it's all in the belief. It's just a state of mind. There's nothing called angels and all. So do angels actually exist? And can you tell us something about angel card reading?
You know, when I was a kid, I was kind of an atheist. My parents were very, very religious. And I was always asking questions which made them think that I'm an atheist. Yet I was curious. One of them was, I used to tell her, I don't believe in God and goddesses. What's the proof that they exist? I haven't seen them. Nobody has seen them. And my mom would tell me, have you seen your grandparents? And they expired before I was born. So I said, no. So she said, but that doesn't mean they were not there. If, you know, if they would not be there, then you would not have come totally. So just because you have not seen them doesn't mean they never existed. And, you know, like that actually made me ponder upon it that, yeah, she's got a point there, that just because I can't see something doesn't mean that it never existed. So that's exactly how it is with angels as well. Like just because we can't see them with the physical eyes doesn't mean they don't exist. Right. Everybody, you know, whether they believe in angel or not, I have not seen anybody who has not got an experience. They really asked for something, be it from the universe, be it from God, be it from their own ascended masters or any god and goddesses they believed in. They asked for it and it just showed up, you know.
Wow.
So that's exactly how it works, you know. We can keep denying their presence. And when we are doing that, we are depriving ourselves of what all we can receive from them. They are just all hanging around us. Like there's a group of angels we are all born with who are just there to contribute to us. But they cannot intervene with our free will. So they're just flying around us, waiting for us to just call, waiting for us to just ask. And I was personally one of them, but I know a lot of people, they go through the problems in life. All they have to do is to just trust knowing and just go like, hey, is there anybody around listening to me? Can you contribute to this? Mm-hmm. Can you help me out to sort this out? And things would just show up. Like, you know, when I started acknowledging my awareness, because ever since my childhood, I felt I had never been scared of dark, like, you know, as a kid as well. I somehow always knew that there's someone with me and it's not scary. There's someone who's there with me always, who's protecting me. And as I grew up and I wanted to learn more about it, I realized that they are my angels, you know, they are guardian angels. They're always there with me and, you know, they're just there to protect me, to take care of me, to contribute to me. And then I just started asking them and things just started getting better and better. So that, okay. I understand for those who don't believe it. I was myself there once. Yet, just begin, just experiment, you know. At worst, nothing would happen. But at best, you never know. Like, your whole life may change. So,
correct. And it's very nice that you said that if we call, they're there to help us. They're there around us. Only thing is that we need to ask. What do we lose in just asking? Your life changes. If you have problems, you just feel their presence. Just believe it and feel their presence. Maybe your life changes. That's really nice. Yeah. So what is actually the difference between angel card and tarot card reading?
That's a question I'm asked the most. So first of all, a lot of people don't even know about angel card reading. Besides the fact that it's very famous in the, you know, the community of people who are spiritual shoppers or who are among, like, who are seeking spirituality, because if you are seeking spirituality, you are somebody who believes in the invisible. You know that there are many energies who are contributing to us. It can be our ancestors, it can be our ascended masters, it can be the spirit guides that we all have, and angels as well. And for many lifetimes, there has been a separation created between us and the beings who contributed to us, who are still contributing to us. Our ancestors totally believed in it. You know, if you actually see almost all the rituals, especially in India, they begin with connecting with the energy form of everything and then doing anything. Like, we pray to Lord Ganesha before we begin something. You know, we are connecting to Lord Lakshmi, goddess of money, when we are seeking money. So all of these are actually energies of various forms that our ancestors used to call upon. And then all of that was just made very, very physical, you know, to make it easy for us. And then over generations, we got stuck to the physicality and the ritual part of it. And the essence of it was taken away, right? Like when somebody starts something which is connected to the earth or which is connected to the nature, they call upon Indra, which is the god for weather. So they are just seeking this permission and asking him to align along with them and to contribute to them having smooth weather, having no issues with weather. And that's how people used to operate once upon a time. So angels on the earth is more of you know, it's totally the awareness I received. And then it's more about connecting with the angels. And when you talk about angel card reading, there are a lot of people who have been doing that. So they have created these wonderful decks. There are so many available. And what you do is it works with the awareness. and also with the trust. So you ask the question and then you pick up a card, and that is how you are receiving messages from the angels. It is basically creating a link between you as well as the angels. And as you asked me the question, what is the difference between the angel cards and the tarot card? So tarot card is a very ancient tool of divination. It has 78 cards in a deck, while angel card may have 44 cards to 54 cards, sometimes even more. Tarot card is, there may be a lot of designs, yet the theme of it remains the same. It's 78 cards and almost all the cards are similar, while angel cards can be very creative. Every person who designs angels, they have their own, awareness, and they just create a very, very different card. And tarot is more predictive. You know, people who want very precise awarenesses about when something is going to happen, when did something happen, and a lot of answers come through tarot as well. Yet angels are more like healing and awareness from the angels. What I do is I use the combination of both when I'm doing a psychic reading for my clients. They would ask me questions and I will do the tarot for them. And then for their questions, I would seek awarenesses or guidance from the angels about what is the message the angels have for them. And it just creates a beautiful, combination together, like beautiful synchronicity is amazing when both of these are done together. Tarot is very blunt sometimes. Like tarot has some heavy cards as well. It will just give you a straight answer. On the other side, angel cards are very subtle and they are very, they're all positive cards. There's no heavy cards in angel card deck. So angels are all therapeutic actually. So it's like a healing in itself when you're reading an angel card, because you're connecting with the angels and receiving their energy and their messages. So that's the difference between these two.
So when you do both, angel card and tarot card together, so are they accurate in providing the guidance we want? How is my future? Will I get a good life partner? How is my career? Those are the questions we usually ask, right? So when they work in conjunction, like both angel and tarot card, when they work together, do they give you that information that we really want?
Beautiful. Rather, I got into tarot because I was a very logical person to begin with. Yet, I just for fun, I got some reading done for myself. When we are in these festivals and some get-togethers or melas, we have these stalls, and then we would just go and get some reading done for fun. And then I had some friends who were doing it, so I would just do it for fun. And I had, irrespective of the number of times I've got my reading done initially to begin with, I was surprised with the results, and I was so mad about how can a piece of deck, like a piece of cards or a, deck of cards, just tell something like this. Like, there was this time I was gunning for a international target for one of the companies I had in my portfolio, and it was almost impossible. And I went for a party and there was this girl doing tarot, and I asked that question, will I be able to complete, to hit it? And she asked me to pick a card, and I picked it. And she said, this is the best card in the deck. No matter what, no one can stop you from getting it. And irrespective of all the odds, like logically, it had no way in the world I could have, qualified for it. Yet, after 5 days, the results came, I did qualify for it. And I was like, wow, totally, and that is just one of the many experiences I personally had, which totally pulled me towards it. I wanted to learn actually to begin with, how some people are very skeptic and they were like, how did they do that? What is the trick behind it? I was like, let me find out, how did they do that? What's the trick behind it? And that's when I got into it, to learn it. And I used to initially, when I would do readings for my clients, get surprised when they would call me up and say, hey, remember I met you there and you told me this thing would happen, and I just got it and it just happened. And or I would just tell them, I would do reading for them and I'll say, what happened 8 months back? Were you hurt or something? And they would like, I had a breakup 8 months back. How do you know that? Exactly 8 months. And I'm like, tarot told me, it's not me. So, things like that actually helped me to build up my trust and conviction in the tarot myself.
Yes, when actually things happen in reality with whatever the card says, then we get more belief.
Yeah.
We develop more faith. Okay. That's nice. Okay. And you were talking about this access consciousness.
Yeah.
So what are the access bars? And tell us something about that. And then we'll move on to how it will help in our life.
So there's this guy called Gary Douglas. About 30 plus years back, he got the awareness that there are these 32 points on the head. When we touch them in a certain way, it just releases blockages of thousands of years, even lifetimes. And it is not an ancient technique. So nothing like this existed earlier for him to refer. Yet, he was a psychic and a channel himself. So he just followed his awareness. And he just started doing it to people. He thought maybe it's a nice kind of a head massage. People would receive that new head massage technique and they will see their, you know, relationship getting better, their money reality getting better. People start feeling sleep issues went away, physical issues went away, pains went away. So more people started coming to him to receive more sessions and learn more about it. And that's when he got the awareness that that's his purpose in life, to teach this to people. And from there, he started right from his drawing room teaching 4-5 people. To today, access is happening in about 168 countries all over the world. And there are millions of people learning access bars and so many more tools of access. And my life is totally one of the examples of how it can contribute to completely living a life beyond this reality.
Wow,
so that's what it does. Like, a lot of people say that it helps you to release anxiety and stress and all. It is way more than that. It just helps you to receive more from the universe, from everybody around you, and be the ease and joy you are. You know, have that experience of the calmness and the peace that we all deserve to have in this reality, and we all can.
Exactly.
But this reality is so different. You know, we, since childhood, we've been seeing people around us totally going from fight and fight, flight mechanism and stress and all that, which doesn't help. But we think that's the way to be. So the tools of access helps you to create a very different reality for yourself, where you can have more ease and more joy in your life and live a completely exuberant life.
Okay, so what I can understand is it gives us more mental peace and stress-free life when we go ahead with the access bars, right? But if I want something specific in life, like I want more money in my life, I want good health and good relationships, how access bars help?
Not only the mental peace, because I've tried a lot of modalities and I've seen a lot of tools that helps you with the mental peace, but this is energetic. This is not of mind at all. This is beyond mind. So when we touch those points, it actually releases energetic blockages of thousands of years. Now, when I'm talking about energetic blockages, it can be energetic blockages of any area of your life. So there are these different bars pertaining to money, pertaining to body, pertaining to your own awareness. So all the aspects of your life are actually covered when you are running those bars. So every area of your life starts transforming with the bars itself.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Actually, I tell you, my first bars class, the magic I received was that I came back from this class and I told my husband, I've learned a new head massage, because he was kind of literally scared with all the other modalities I did. He was my guinea pig for every modality I would learn. I would come back to him as like, I want to do a therapy on you. I want to do a session on you. And then I told him, you know, I was like, it's just a head massage. And he's like, yeah, all right, sure. So he was watching television. I just started that process and he just went off to sleep. And that was like, you know, a magical wand, because that was the only point of argument between both of us. We've always been very loving couple. Yet that point of time, he would just come back home late and he'll switch on the television and I'll start arguing with him about, I have to wake up early morning tomorrow. Please switch it off. And he'll be like, I have just come back from work. I need to de-stress. And I was like, wow, if I can make my husband sleep at 10:30, 11 at night, it's magical, you know?
Wow.
And he woke up very fresh next morning. So I told him next night again, hey, would you like to receive that session? Why are you watching TV? I'm okay. And he said, yeah, why not? And I just started giving him bar session almost every night. And he started sleeping early every night. And it was, and gradually, we started seeing more changes, you know, with his health improving. Lot of stuff changing in his reality. So that has been like magical.
How frequently you need to actually do that in order to get good results?
There is no minimum or maximum limit to it. Like, if I would have a chance, I would love to receive it every day. And there was this point of time. Yet I also experienced during the COVID situation when we were all in lockdown, I didn't receive it even for months. Beside that, it wasn't that whatever was released with all those years of me receiving the session, none of that actually come back, you know. Mm-hmm. So whatever was gone was gone. So it's not something that if you will stop doing it would impact you negatively or something like that. But the more you receive, the better it is. And in case you can't receive, it's even better. There are other tools to use. And it doesn't work negatively if you're not doing it. That's what I love about it.
As a access consciousness facilitator, when you are doing it to your client, will you know that blockage when it is getting released?
That's actually the beautiful thing about the bars is I don't have to use my head when I'm doing anybody's session. You know, it's all and I'm also not a medium like I was in other modalities. Access works totally from the space that as a practitioner, I'm a catalyst. That means just by me being there, there is this change happening, but it doesn't impact me. So I don't take on anything that is releasing from the client. Whatever my body would like to release, release to. So if I'm running a session, I'm getting a session too. And if I'm doing it as a profession, I'm paid for it as well. So totally how to get even better. Yet when I'm sitting there doing the session, I'm actually doing nothing other than just touching those points. And the body of the person itself is releasing because it totally comes from the awareness that every body has its own intelligence, has its own awareness. And it's a way of us communicating with the bodies. And once the body gets that, the bodies start releasing all that by itself.
Wow.
So it's very subtle. It's very gentle. Yet it's very,
powerful.
Very effective. So exactly. Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. So as a therapist, a healer, and a coach, I want to ask you this question. So every individual, we have psychic powers, right, within ourselves, but actually we don't realize it, right? So how can we increase our intuitive abilities and our psychic powers? Is there any way?
Wow. I guess you've asked this question to the right person because that was one of the awarenesses I received. And I've actually created this entire program called Increase Your Psychic Power. There was this point of time when I was teaching it as a full-time course to people and I was charging thousands of rupees for it. And then in the situation when my angels gave me this awareness to make it as an online course, one of the awareness I also got is that people require this. Like people have their own psychic abilities and potencies and they need to learn to unleash them and to, you know, they require some guidance to actually be able to tap into it and use it to their advantage. And I was surprised when I got the awareness from my angels to just gift it. There are these six psychic powers that we have. We also call them clair powers, like there are people who are clairvoyant. They get visuals and images and all. And then there are people who are, you know, who can listen, like who get awarenesses as if somebody just whispered into their ears. There are people who can smell different kind of beings or different kind of situations. There are people who are clairgustants who can taste, you know, with their taste, they can catch the awareness. And there are also people who they get feelings or there are people who can claircognizant who are able to know things like it just drops to them as an awareness or a thought. So there are different kinds or types of psychic powers people have. Someone may have all of them and someone may have few of them which are very heightened in a being and you don't have to have all of them very, very high or sharp yet. With one or two of them very high, you can actually get a lot of awarenesses. And I always tell people, how would your life be if you can just get to know what the other person is thinking? If you can just get to know what is about to show up, it always contributes, you know, when you are way more aware than people around you. And that's what happens when you focus on your psychic powers. One, don't ignore them. I have probably had incidences in my childhood when I could have those moments where I had those clear power moments. And mostly with most of us, you know what happens is as a kid, we try to tell other people and seek their validation. And when adults don't validate it, most of us have heard things like, oh, I can't see anything. You are just making it up. That's not real. Or There is no smell of that over here. When we are not validated, we ourselves invalidate our awareness, which blocks the awareness.
Mm.
So that entire program that I created, Increase Your Psychic Power, is designed to actually help people first acknowledge. So there's a full questionnaire I've designed, which people can just fill in to find out what are their specific psychic powers. And then there's this entire module to enhance each and every one of them, whichever people want to focus on. Yes, all of us are psychic. A lot of us gave up on it. A lot of us stopped believing that we are. And a lot of us actually hide it because it is considered to be abnormal in this reality, you know? Like, I mean, if I'm sensing an angel, but if I'm not physically seeing it, and if I say to somebody, hey, there's an angel in this room, they may think I'm a psycho and not a psychic, you know? So for a very long time,
correct,
that confusion, people have actually termed such people as wrong, or they need a psychiatrist or things like that, and they don't want to be judged like that. I thought for a very long time that if I tell people about my awareness, they may take me to a psychiatrist. So I was just keeping shut about it. I just realized when I started talking more about it, I found more people like me, and I realized that all of those things that I was judging myself for, or I have been judged by other people for, were actually my magical powers, and they were not my wrongness.
Correct, yeah.
You know, so that's what I would say most of the people, like, whatever it is that you're made wrong for, just start asking, what is my power in there?
Mm.
You know, because there will be a hidden power that is so different, that's why people are making it wrong, because it doesn't fit into this reality. It is something very different.
Correct, correct. Yes.
You know,
okay.
That's what the power is.
Okay, I think next time when the listeners, after listening to whatever you've said, when they get some awareness, maybe they will correlate and see, okay, maybe this is my power, maybe this is clairvoyance, maybe this is clairgustance.
Yes.
Okay. So you're also the author of the two books, Tame the Lion and Please Don't Die, The World Needs You.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about that, and also what motivated you to write that?
So my book, Please Don't Die, The World Needs You, is already launched. It's available on Amazon as well as on Kindle. So that's a story of a client of mine who was literally suicidal. And I actually told her, please don't die, the world needs you, in one of my sessions with her. And I started saying that because Dr. Dane Gee, who's the co-founder of Access Consciousness, actually said that to me in one of my classes with him. And it literally happened with her that she almost had a near-death experience where she was about to do it. And she said that she almost heard me telling him, hey, please don't die, the world needs you. And she stopped. And, you know, there was this lot of awarenesses she got at that point of time about what happens to people that makes them suicidal or wanting to quit. Also then her realization that what is she doing? You know, like there are these 4 or 5 people who she's upset with or who are not listening to her or whatever. In that moment, she actually got what I had been saying to her, which is like, she can be a contribution to the world, like the whole world requires her. And then she just stopped, and then she just turned around her life totally and completely from being a very, you know, underconfident housewife woman to somebody who actually running businesses now is making her own money and living a very, very powerful life. And she's actually like a ferocious lioness now. So that's exactly, you know, what motivated me to write that book. And Tame the Lion is not launched yet. It was pre-launched by Jack Canfield, who's the author of Chicken Soup for Soul. A lot of people know him. Still in process. So I know a lot of my clients have been asking me, when will the book be out? It's actually a guidebook for women to manage their husbands.
So very essential nowadays.
I know. So I jokingly call it Tame the Lion because, again, that is one of the things. See, actually personally started asking, what is it that I do with so much ease that I don't value it? So I was being in that question for a day. And next day I met my friend who was, you know, we were just having a coffee and her husband was calling her up. So she was really scared. And I was like, hey, why are you scared? It's just your husband. And she's like, you have a different reality, okay? You have a nice husband. And I was like, no, I didn't get him like that. You've got to tame your man. And she said something like a dog or something. I said, no, you know, like women like us, we want lions. We can't settle for less than lions, but we got to tame them to we are our cub in the den, and they can be ferocious to the world. But when it comes to us, they become that cuddly person that we are. But we got to be lionesses for that. To handle a lion, you got to be a lioness. So I actually started doing this course called Tame the Lion as an online program. And then a lot of people insisted me to turn it into a book. So then we started transcribing the calls and all that, which is taking a while because there were 2-3 courses we did and all. So it's still in process. I know it's kind of a need of the hour as well, because I don't come from the space that Tame the Lion is not about controlling your men, yet it is about making him the lion, like not controlling him from the space of making him less than you, but contributing to your man from the space that he truly becomes the lion he is, and you play well along with him.
From the way you're saying, I want the book to be released soon and many of them to get benefited because of this. Some things we may not know, like how to handle a guy, and a lot of relationship problems are happening nowadays. So I'm sure your book will benefit a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I think the first factor, which is, you know, finding a tameable lion to begin with, because that is, again, a contribution to a lot of people, because a lot of people get into a relationship with all different kind of things happening in their subconscious, you know, like somebody has a point of view that all men are whatever, they have a point of view about men. If they think all men are like that, that's the kind of man they want to attract in their life as well.
Correct.
And that's the kind of guy they would eventually end up with. And then I worked with them, cleared their points of view about it, told them that, hey, there are nice men as well on the planet. It's just that you are not attracting because you're not vibrationally congruent for any nice guy to come your way. You know, because a lot of people just like projects, you know. They like guys who are really messed up, and then they can work on them. They can make them nice people, and then they can just tell themselves, oh, see, I'm such a nice girl. I made such a messed up guy into a nice guy. Yet many of them in the process end up harming themselves, you know. Many of them get in the process start making, because if they are with somebody who's making them wrong, they would end up making themselves wrong. And then this whole abusive relationship syndrome then begins, you know, and all that starts.
Very true.
So I think not just women, even men, you know, go through things like that. I think it's very important for people to actually learn that they deserve a nice person, a loving person in their life. And there are loving people available on the planet. And then also learn the techniques to attract that right kind of person for themselves.
Yes. And I think even the law of attraction will work in that way, like knowing yourself, what you want, and then attracting the right person in your life.
Totally.
All the best for your book. I'm sure it is going to benefit a lot of people.
Thank you.
Okay. And what is your advice to the people who want to follow their passion, but they do not know how to go ahead with that?
That's a great question. You know, to begin with the question, what is it that I do with so much ease that I don't value it? And what will it take for me to make money from it? Because we are blessed to be, you know, at a point on the planet Earth where you can actually make money from anything, You know, we don't old point of view that you have to be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer for you to be making money is not relevant at all right now. I have seen a lot of doctors and lawyers feeling frustrated. Why are so and so people who are just having fun in their life making so much money? You know, why are people making funny videos and putting it on YouTube and they are making money and we are slogging ourselves, doing night shifts, and we are making less money than that? So we just have to be willing to receive money. And I think there are two things, which is to be willing to be seen. A lot of us, when we are trying to hide ourselves, we would not show up with our talents and potencies. So be willing to be seen and be willing to be judged. No? Because if you're not willing to be judged, you would not do things which are different, which are fun to you. You would just stop yourself from doing that. And you may be stopping your money flows if you're stopping yourself from being judged. And if you actually see successful people, they get a lot of judgment. And if they get affected by the judgment, they don't stay successful. But if they are willing to receive all the judgment, they are still successful.
Awesome. So it was very nice. Past 1 hour, you were talking so much about angel cards, angel card reading, access bars, so many things. I think many of them wouldn't have known about all these things. So now we'll go to the rapid fire round. Okay, let's have that fun round where I'll be asking you a few questions and you have to just answer it like first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say these? Money.
Fun.
Love.
Gaurav, my husband.
Wow. Marriage.
Choice you make every moment.
Okay. Your favorite archangel?
My favorite archangel is Gabriel and Raphael.
Okay. Your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration is Gary Douglas.
Okay, nice. Yeah. The three most influential people in your life?
Gary Douglas, Dr. Dane here, and Simone Melissus. They're all access people and they've really contributed a lot. I look at them and I get inspired about what more is possible in life.
Wow. Okay. What is the one wrong belief that you had so far in your life?
One wrong belief I had was that I'm fat and it's a wrongness. That was my biggest problem, that I'm fat and I grew up making myself wrong because I was the fattest kid around. And then like there was a lot of body shaming I experienced and I shamed my body a lot when I was growing up. And then I just twisted that up into a reality where the same body has become my rightness. Like I am I'm Miss India Curvy 2019. I became the winner of it. Wow. I facilitate body classes now. My husband loves me so much, irrespective of the body I have. And I know a lot of women who make themselves wrong and they constantly fear and worry that, oh, I'm gaining weight. My husband will not love me. And I was like, hey, I don't care. I love my body and he better love it the way it is.
That's a very nice thing, actually, that you've said now, because many of them would have had that feeling. And the reason I asked you this question is also because of that, because we will have a lot of wrong beliefs and then we will get the realization and get into the right path for that. Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
So what do you think you must be remembered as?
Selfish.
Oh, selfish.
That's a book I'm working on. I believe making yourself the priority of your life is not selfish. As a lot of people say, oh, you're being selfish. I believe it is selfish. Like, you know, being in love with yourself. That's what I sense people are going to remember me with, because I'm totally here on the planet to tell people to love themselves so much that they be the gift they are born to be. And we can only be that gift when we love ourselves. A lot of people still on the planet are waiting for someone else to love them and then they can be themselves.
True.
But no one can love us. Rather, even if we have people who will love us, we can't receive it from them if we don't believe we are lovable. I was like that. I thought I'm not good enough. I'm so fat. I'm so ugly. I mean, now when I look back, I think somebody who looks like me used to think she's ugly, you know. Mm. And so, yeah, totally selfish.
That's very creative also. Selfish. It's very nice. Okay. What is the best lesson you have learned so far?
The best lesson I've learned so far is that, okay, so I used to make myself wrong a lot. There used to be a personal conversation where I used to say, hey, Shri, you've done something wrong. You're so blunderous. Why do you do something wrong all the time? And then Dr. Dane, he in one of his classes told me, hey, what if that's not wrong? What miracle are you that you're not realizing? So that was really the biggest thing I learned in my life, that especially with those things that I'm making myself wrong, can be miraculous too, because they are so different, you know. And miracles are called miracles because they are beyond what we can predict. And anything that happens which is beyond the normal status quo stuff, our mind immediately makes it wrong, because our mind wants everything to be same always, so that it is predictable, so that, you know, we are safe and we know what is about to happen. And so mind panics and we think it is wrong. But if we start asking, what miracle am I that I'm not acknowledging? Just because we ask, we are then beautifully directed towards that.
Wow.
You know, like universe is just saying, so be it to us. So when we ask, hey, universe, what miracle am I up to? Even with this thing that I'm judging as blunder, universe goes like, hey, she asked for a miracle. Let's show her the miracle. And then the miraculous reality shows up.
Super. Okay. I have one last question, but before we move on to that, how can the listeners connect to you?
So you can find me on Instagram as well as Facebook by Sri Devla 9999. And you can also write to me at connect@sridevla.com. And also my official number is 9990818818. I don't pick it up, my assistant does, but you can always leave a message to her and she will send it to me. So these are the three ways.
What is it that you want to tell to our listeners? What is the message you want to say to them?
Love yourself to the fullest. Don't bother about people judging you. And what if there's nothing wrong with you? And what miracle you are totally that you are not acknowledging.
Superb. Okay, so we have come to the last question of this round, which is, if you are given the power for a day to change the world, what is that one thing you would do?
If I'm given the power for like the world to change, I will do something to make people stop judging.
Okay.
I believe we will have a very different people. If people just give up, like, you know, if that thing just disappears from the planet and the judgment goes away, people are just in allowance of everybody. People can receive people just the way they are and just the way they're not. People stop judging themselves and stop judging others. I will just take judgment off the planet.
Wow, superb. So thank you so much, ma'am, for coming to my show. It was a very deep conversation with you.
Thank you so much for inviting me here. I thoroughly enjoyed having these conversations with you. And I love what you're doing, you know, because it is a huge contribution to the planet.
Thank you so much. Actually,
you know, bringing this force to people that, hey, there are people who are following their passion and creating magical lives for themselves. And if they can do it, you can do it too. So totally, you are such an inspiration. And all the best to you. And may your channel just exponentialize. It just grows and grows and grows.
I'm so happy to hear those words from you. And thank you so much. And all the best to you for your future book and as well as all your future endeavors. And I'm happy that you have been a part of my show. And you have shared so many things about angel card reading, access bar, so many things. So it was wonderful talking to you. Thanks again. And to all of you who would like to connect to her on social media, the handles are shared in the description below. And thank you so much, guys, for your time and listening to this episode. I'm sure it would have added a lot of value to your life and given you clarity of how to live your passion with a purpose. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please do subscribe to my podcast and share it with your family, friends, and colleagues and give it a 5-star rating. And please don't forget to share your comments on what you think about this episode. You can connect to me on Instagram at Power of Passion. I will catch you next week on another inspiring episode of Power of Passion. Until then, stay safe and most importantly, do what you love. Thank you.